Here we go. It's July 26. The day in 1968 when the Jackson 5 signed with Motown. The first album released with their new label, Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5, featured their first hit single. Famous victory on this day in 1996 when Kieran Perkins beat all odds, scraping into the final of the 1500 metres at the Atlanta Olympics and winning from the outside lane.
This is rare goal. The best kind of goal. Perkins goes in first.
Birthdays, Australia's second longest serving Prime Minister, John Howard, is 80 today. After years in opposition, he was elected PM in 1996 and served in the top job till his defeat in the 2007 election.
Even the most popular leaders can be removed if people think they're going to do better under another one.
The celebrations are just about to start up in the Jagger household. Rolling Stones legend Sir Mick Jagger is 76. Dame Helen Mirren is 74. She won an Oscar for her role playing the Queen.
I envy you being able to vote. Not the actual ticking of the box, although it would be... Well, it would be nice to experience that once. The sheer joy of being partial.
How about this? From the actress who played the Queen to the Queen drummer, Roger Taylor. He's 70 today.
We will rock you.
Been a lot of controversy surrounding Kevin Spacey in recent years, but brilliant actor. He's 60 today. Won an Academy Award for American Beauty, starred as Bobby Darin in Beyond the Sea, and was amazing in The Usual Suspects.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Academy Award-winning actress and girl next door, Sandra Bullock, is 55.
And we are going to look for ways of using it against him.
And finally, AFL great Nathan Buckley is 47. The Collingwood coach is also the Pies' longest-serving captain.
Got smashed in contested possessions and outrun and outwork.
There's some of the things we're celebrating on July 26.